It is the first day back at school. Everything is going back to normal, but also first day back at school means start of a new year. And start of a new year always means New Year's resolutions and blank page, blank canvas, start afresh, try again, do something you've never done before. But also, number one thing that you always hear a lot of people speak about is talking about being a little bit healthier, which is a good thing. There's always room to be able to grow and be able to do better when it comes to our health. And I do think there's a duty on us as believers to be good stewards to this body that God has given us. In actual fact, I remember listening to something someone was saying a couple of years ago, saying, be careful not to short circuit what God wants to do through your life just because you don't look after yourself. And I was just like, man, that really stood out. And probably the reason why I started running many years ago, and I need to hear it very often just so that I stay being healthy when it comes to what I eat, when it comes to what I do, physical activity and so much more. But now I'm curious, over the next 2 weeks, we're going to be unpacking this topic of what are some steps that we can do to improve on our health. This week, we're looking at it from a perspective of our diet when it comes to what we're putting on our plates. Because like I mentioned earlier, 67% of South Africans are saying when they look at their food, they are actively trying to eat healthier. But is it a reflection of the truth when the current studies by Unilever says South African adults eat twice the amount of recommended meat and three times less vegetables than recommended? Which is just like, man, that is something worrisome. And so much more, that children also have a diet that is low in dietary diversity and have the same plate composition as adults, which is likely to result in the establishment of poor eating habits and the risk of poor nutritional status early in life. This is all just sounding like there's a big problem waiting to happen. And yes, we want to adjust them. We want to do better. We want to adjust the way we eat and the way we dish up for the rest of our, not just for the year, but for our life that becomes a part of our lifestyle. And that's why I picked up the phone, called Tsholo Fellow to say, Tsholo, you need to help us. She's our resident dietitian and she's always got some great information to be able to give to us to say, how can we do this actively, practically, that I can do it tonight and I might be able to live with it. So Tsholo, welcome to the show. Welcome back. Happy New Year.
Yes. Hi, KG and the lovely listeners. Happy New Year to you too.
I hope you committed to your Christmas menu. If you don't know, she was giving us some Christmas lunch menu ideas. Did you keep to it?
80%.
80%. Yes. 80%. Yeah. Okay, you're giving me hope.
It's a pass mark.
If the dietitian herself is saying, I'm trying my best, then it gives me hope. It is. It's a distinction. Metric paper you're showing there. But Tsholo, let's talk about this. First things first, is it an actual thing that South Africans actually struggle with committing to healthy eating lifestyle decisions that they make, whether at the beginning of the year, halfway through the year, or even after they get a medical diagnosis that says, hey, just a heads up, you should consider this. Is this an actual thing?
It is. It is, because don't forget that we are people living with other people and the environment also affects our choices. So we are people that get the information, but we still have to go to work. We still have three other household members to live with that probably don't even have what you have or don't have the same ideas that you have. So environmental factors are a big factor. So it really does play a role in our decision making when it comes to healthy eating, and also money. Money. A lot of times meal prepping is very practical. A lot of times buying organic food is always preferable, but the cost of living is high and it's a reality. So, yeah, we often go to processed foods, which are very easy to overeat.
Yeah.
Very easy.
I remember even the second last time we spoke, I think it must have been the last time or somewhere, someone was just saying, man, eating healthy is just so much more expensive. And it makes it tough to commit to it. Yes, if I'm trying to get a takeaway, something that's healthy, 50 rand, I'll get burger, chips and a cool drink. Yeah. Where if I go to that other health fast food place, 50 rand, I'm just going to get a wrap and it's going to be a very simple wrap. Yeah. But let's talk about these New Year, New Me diets. Yeah. There's a lot that kick in. Everybody's just like, I'm cutting out this. I'm stopping sugar. I'm doing this thing. Are these practical? Are these sustainable?
Okay, let me start with, are these scientific?
Okay, yeah, let's start with this, the science of it.
Being a healthcare professional, I am governed by science and I have to give science-based advice. Mm. So detox diets, let's start there. We all want to start cleansing.
Yeah.
What are we cleansing from? Toxins. What are toxins? No one can tell me. What are toxins according to these detox diets?
Sure.
Exactly. So our bodies have an intricate system that works whether or not we're eating healthy. The kidney, the liver, the gut, the immunity and the skin, they work hand in hand to help filter our blood. So the detox system is inherent in some of us. I mean, it is feasible that some people hold on to more toxins than not, but detox diets have shown to not have a greater effect than your actual organs in your body. The 2017 Journal of Nutrition and Obesity said that people actually gain weight after resuming normal eating. Because are you going to juice forever? Are you going to juice for the next 8 months?
Exactly. Yeah.
You're going to juice for 6 weeks and then you're going to start eating normally again.
So people are more likely then to pick up more weight when they go back.
Yes. Because because a juicing diet, you lose weight preferably because you are consuming less calories.
Mm.
And also it's not balanced because you have taken out some food groups that should be there. I mean, fruits and vegetables are great, but it's not something you can sustain a healthy living body with. So those are the kind of myths that you need to cleanse, you need to detox. No, you need to stay away from the things that causes you to have high acidosis or headaches or things that make you feel like you have toxins. Stay away from them, start drinking water and start eating healthy. Your body will do what it's supposed to do.
And I mean, a lot of times, I'm so grateful that you, I'm glad rather that you actually mentioned like the headaches and whatever, because a lot of times it's kind of like, just trust the process. You'll see the headaches will pass and then it will start working. Within 5 days, you're losing all that weight.
Yeah.
But would it be accurate of me to say, in the same way we see it with finances and so many different things, that easy come, easy go.
Yes.
Like as quickly as you got it is as quickly as it's gone.
100%. That is what I wanted to touch on as well. Changing the wrong mindset of, let me live fast, let me live unhealthy for the most of the year, and then spontaneously for a short period, let me cleanse, let me detox for that month or two, and then things will go back to normal. No, it's about balance.
Yeah.
So do it every day. Live healthy every day.
Yeah. Yes. It's just so tough. There's a reason why it makes its way back as part of the New Year's resolutions and the goals that we struggle so much. And I think, like you're rightfully saying, environment plays a massive role. And I think a lot of times, I know for myself, when I try to do this, it's like I almost go like full drive. Then I'm like, yeah, from now on, I'm going to drink 3 liters of water. I'm going to run 3 times a day. I'm going to eat green veggies every day. Is there a way to welcome this into our diets in a way that it is more feasible, that it becomes a part of my life, that actually I don't do 2 starches on a plate. I don't have a potato salad and pap when I'm eating at a braai.
Okay. So last year, we talked about braais and how to kind of work around braais. I want to talk about, we're going back to work now. Most of us are back to work and we still want to live healthy. How do you do that when you don't have time to pack lunch? So one of your callers said that eating healthy is more expensive than takeaway. Actually, today I did a whole healthy eating takeaway experiment. So I spent 55 rand. Okay, let me tell you what I bought.
Okay.
I went to check. Can I say that?
Yeah.
I went to one of the
retail stores.
So I bought myself a quarter leg chicken, broccoli salad, an egg salad. And all of this cost me 45 rand. And then I added a sparkling water, which is about 9 rand for the small one. So you can. You just need to decide. You need to find other avenues, other resources to kind of, replace what you're used to. Instead of going to a fast food store, which is easy. It's easy to just go to the drive-thru and get what you normally get. Go to where there's cooked food, where there's more options of vegetables and salads and different options that you can pick from. And having a scoop of each or 2 scoops and then them weighing it, it won't go past 55 rand.
Yeah. And also you're able to manage in terms of I know there's these graphs and these pictures that say, hey, your handful of
portions.
So the portions that you have in relation to everything else.
Yeah.
But let's talk about, there's the conversation that we sometimes have of, okay, I'm trying to make it into a lifestyle, so I want to make some small changes instead of having white sugar, brown sugar. We remember that conversation. conversation, but we're not going to bring it up today. But one of those ones, which came through on a WhatsApp voice note, someone was talking about how changing from normal pop, if that's what you have as a staple, to changing to brown pop, it being a healthier option. And then the conversation of white rice and changing it to brown rice. Is this actually still applicable to say brown is going to more often and more likely be the healthier option?
Yes, it still is applicable because there's different types of foods. There's low GI and high GI foods, and I've mentioned this before. Low GI, quickly, low GI means that it doesn't spike your sugar. High GI means it's going to spike your sugar and probably going to cause a crash in your sugar, meaning you're going to have hypoglycemia and most likely overeat.
But you know those breads with low GI, they're so dry though. Now, I'm being honest. They're quite dry. Is it? Does it then include? Does it now need someone to focus in terms of? Okay, if I'm going to change to low GI bread, then I should be strategic in terms of what I'm putting in the sandwich. I'm assuming.
Yes. Yeah. You can toast it. You can put canola, margarine. You can add cottage cheese. You can add avocado just to make it a little more palatable. But not all of them are like the oats honey. Bread is low GI, but it's quite moist. It's like the dumpy dough.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that one is good. It's fermented. And sourdough bread, actually. People don't know about sourdough bread, but sourdough bread is fermented bread. And then it has acidity. It's higher acidity. So it's low GI and it's great for your tummy. So...
Someone is considering changing their diet completely. They're contemplating it for various reasons, for health reasons, for the sake of just doing better, for medical reasons. Mm. What advice do you have for them who might just want to just switch it from night to day and suddenly they eat better from today? What do you say would help?
Have goals and small changes and baby steps, you know. There's a verse in the Bible that says, the Lord is the lamp to my feet. He's not the lamp to the whole way, where he shows you the entire way. Every step you take is another light. So when you make small changes, like this week, I want to just see how I can control my portions. Even if you eat whatever you eat, I just want to see if I can do half of what I usually do. Okay, then the stomach is actually a muscle that adjusts to the amount of food that you eat. So the fullness will also be determined by how much you adjust to the new portions. And portion control is actually more effective than any other diet that you can think of in terms of weight loss.
Sure, man. And this is actually so insightful. Lebo, I'm always kind of walking away from our conversations feeling like, okay, Kwasi, you can do it. You can do it. You can make the change. But for someone who's listening to this conversation and maybe they want to reach out to you to get more information or they've got more questions in terms of, man, this is where I am. Maybe they're looking at it from a perspective of, I am diabetic and I'm trying to change, to just make better decisions, or whatever the situation may be, allergies, how can they reach you?
Yeah, so I'm on social media, Instagram, Tulufelo _dietetics, DietetiCS. And then my WhatsApp business number is 073-345-8862. I'm also at Pretoria East Netcare Hospital, which is just up the road. So reach me and let's do this.
All right. Well, I'm hoping. I'm looking forward to catching up with you later in the year. And we're just like, okay, we're doing better. We're drinking more water. We're eating more greens and being better people. Tulu, thank you so much for joining us. It's always great chatting to you.
It's a pleasure.